Kilayim, perk tes mishnah dalet. Tachriche hames, mardas shel chamor, ein bahem mishum kilayim. Tachriche hames are the tachrichim, the shrouds that one buries dead people in. So there's no problem for kilayim, both for the person that's putting it on the dead person, and also for the mace himself. So on the mace, the Rav says, there's no problem of a mace wearing kilayim, because a mace isn't chayv in mitzvahs, because the Torah says, it says in Tehillim, but mace im chofshi, like the Gemara Darshan's, once a person dies, he's chafshi min mitzvah. He's free from mitzvah. So therefore, one doesn't have to worry about putting kilayim on a dead body. The Achronim asked Reb Kiva Eger, the Tiferes Yisrael, what about loig l'rush? Loig l'rush, we know, is making mockery of rush as somebody that's poor and destitute. So we're not allowed to, for example, wear tzitzis outside when we're by a cemetery because we are mocking the people that are buried there that can't do the mitzvahs of tzitzis. So in the same vein, by putting on kilayim, that a live person has this iser in the mitzvah of not wearing kilayim, one is putting it on the dead body, and that's almost mocking them, because while they were alive, they couldn't put on kilayim. So Reb Kiva Eger first says that it could be that the whole issue of loig l'rush, of mockery, is only by tzitzis. The truth is that the Pharisee asks on this, not specifically, I'm not sure if he saw this teretz of Reb Kiva Eger, but he says that this answer is not a good answer, because also by limud haTorah, also we're not supposed to do it by a cemetery as well, if it's not for the cover of the mace. The second answer Reb Kiva Eger suggests is that the whole problem of loig l'rush, of making a mockery, is only on something that if this person was alive, he would have a chiyuv and a mitzvah to do it. But in this case, one needs, in order for there to be an iser of kilayim, a derech chimum, warmth. Now, there's obviously no warmth on this dead body. I know, you know, the question is if he'd be alive, he'd be warm, but that's an outside thing. Because l'maisa, right now, this garment is not providing any warmth, and therefore, even if the guy was alive, if a garment is not providing any warmth, there's no issue of kilayim. It's not really called wearing it. It's not providing warmth. Therefore, it's not making a mockery, because any live person, if a garment is not providing them any warmth, there's no issue of loig l'rush. The Pharisee also asks on that, even the covet of the mace, for covet of somebody, even if it's not providing any warmth, that's also a problem of kilayim. So it's nothing to do with warmth all the time, the Pharisee says. Even for covet, it's also kilayim. So these shrouds are put on for covet to honor the dead. That should also be considered wearing. And when it's considered wearing, that should also be a problem of loig l'rush. Anyway, so that's something to think about by tachriche ames. Mardas shel chamor, this is a cloth that was on the saddle of a donkey. So there's no kilayim by that. Why not? Why is it any different, the Rav says, than the mattresses, those cloths that we had before? Because this is much harder. That even if it's literally touching him below or touching his skin, we're not afraid, because it's so hard, that it's going to curl up. Because the issue of kilayim touching a person is only when it's done from on top of him, but not when it's underneath him. So because we're not afraid of any strands going up because it's so hard and stiff, it's not a problem. And also, this is only mutter, the Rav says, if it's so obvious that there's kilayim there. Because if it's not obvious that there's kilayim on this thing, then people may take a used donkey cloth saddle and then use it to take out some of the stitches and tie it into something else, not really there's kilayim, and that garment may have kilayim on it. So if it's obvious, nobody would ever do that, so it's mutter. And finally, the last halacha, lo yitain hamardas al kisefu al filu lohoitzi al zevel. One should not put this cloth for a saddle donkey on top of his shoulder, even if he's just doing it to protect himself from manure that it shouldn't get on his clothing. So Reb Kiva Eger asks on this, how come this is usher? Isn't this a davar shel miskaven? Isn't his kavana, his goal here, it's not because of wearing the kilayim to warm him up or to get benefit from the kilayim. His kavana is to protect himself from the manure, from the zevel. So Reb Kiva Eger says, the truth is that this is a davar shel miskaven. He does have kavana to do the exact function of what clothing does. And like Reb Kiva Eger said earlier, one of the functions of clothing is to protect yourself from something on the outside, not just to warm yourself, that his begadim shouldn't become dirty. That's one of the functions of levisha, of wearing something. He brings down similarly, the Yishalmi says, that if a person has a boiling hot egg, then he wants to handle it, you can't take kilayim cloths to handle it. Why? Because the kilayim cloths, the benefit it gives him, is it protects him from the heat. So too, when it's protecting you from something, that's also called wearing it. So too here, protecting himself from manure is an essential function of what garments do. So therefore, if a person has kavana, that he puts it on top of him to protect him from manure, although he doesn't have kavana for the warmth, that's still called davar shel miskaven, because he's mekaven to wear kilayim. What is consisting of wearing? Wearing means it's protecting you from something else.